They say that talk is cheap, but that's only if you don't know when, where, and how to do it to make it pay off. With the course called Negotiation Fundamentals from the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera, you will learn to turn your talk into a marketable skill to create productive, fair, long-term partnerships. Whether you're finding solutions to people management issues, sealing a deal, entering into high-level strategic negotiations, or trying to get your child to eat the vegetables, log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and check out this or any of the other fantastic, free, fully accredited online courses available, because you're never too good to get better.
28 minutes before 7 o'clock. Gonna take in some music from Yahanje by special request from Mr. Sluggy Don himself. Minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, it's time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. The man himself, Sluggy Dan, is here, and of course, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is brought to you with the kind compliments of NTI. Going to tell you about one of their courses. It's called Creativity and Entrepreneurship. You will learn to tap into your inner creativity and how to leverage it for career development or business innovation. This course features interviews with world-renowned entrepreneurs, innovators, songwriters, producers, creative directors, educators, performers, visual artists, and chefs as they discuss parallels between their creative and entrepreneurial journeys. The course approaches entrepreneurship as a creative process, a fundamental human instinct that we all possess and can unlock. You will develop the basic mindset, knowledge, and insights required to pursue an entrepreneurial career, whether as the steward of your own career or as the founder of a new business in any field. Beginner level, offered by Berklee College of Music, and it's approximately 8 hours to complete. Good evening to you, Sluggy.
Manners and respect. Greetings. Thanks for tuning in, Barbados. This one is by special request, Ollie Boy. There's a deep one. I got so many messages and calls. If you know how many people, and I'm sure you've got friends, families, people you grew up with that will be saying things like this. I got so many calls and WhatsApp messages saying, Sluggy Boy, if I could have do dancing when I was at school, that with people calling it dancing, or if I could have do a little drama at school, boy, I wish I could have do at school. You know how many people tell me that? And I mean people from all walks of life, if those things were even an option. But they themselves, because of the conditioning, saw those things as just player things.
Yeah.
You know, like, those things aren't really things to do. You know what I mean? Them is just things you do to pass the time. You only pass the playing. You know, you only pass the playing, making sport and singing a song, or you only pass the playing and pretending you was a doctor. You know what I mean? You're studying that you could be a good actor. That is a pastime. You know what I mean? Go and do your work and make sure, you know what I mean, you get a good job. Like, so many conversations, and I didn't anticipate that the reaction would be like that, Ollie. Like, to be honest, like so many people. I wish I did, especially in primary school, especially. And for me, it is touching because I know how many people really mean that. You know what I mean? Like, people might say that callously, might just say it in passing. But I know deep down, sistering and brethren this evening, I want to welcome them for coming back for part two for this much needed conversation, you know, sistering Carolyn and Dr. John Hunt. I know that deep down, some of those people, or majority of those people, mean that much deeper than they're really trying to put on. And they say, I wish you could do dancing. You know what I mean? I just dance. I learned the art of dance for a living. People told me they wish they could. And how you mean wish?
Wow.
You say, nah, it wasn't a thought. Dancing is just something you do extra. That is quite touching. But I'm for sure this evening we're here to, you know, have those deep conversations that some might not want to have. And for me, it's still a good thing. You know, the more we could push the word out there and push the arts out there and let people see the arts of something viable and is a real thing and not just a thing of a, and not just a pastime thing. The more we have the conversation and show success stories, because I know you could talk all you like. People love success stories. That is reality. So talking alone ain't saying nothing. Like, you know what I mean? According to us, talking alone ain't saying nothing. You know what I mean? God brings success stories, and we certainly have that. So you want all of you to welcome our guests today.
Definitely.
And, you know, and let people know some of the topics we'll be touching. And people, 4341790, and I thank the caller for calling last week, and thank you for all the people that call and messaging my phone as well, and Ollie's phone, but it's 434 1790. I know a lot of people, they wish they could dance when it was in primary school or secondary school, or they wish they could, you know, sing for a living, wish that it was even an option, and so many other things, wish they could act, and so many other things. Now, you had a good acting teacher at school, or you had a good drama teacher, used to be in charge of dance and drama when he was in primary school, and remember her or him. You know, 434-1790, or you just love dancing, or you just love drama, give us a call as well. 434-1790. Over to you, my brother, Ollie. Yep.
We say special good evening to Dr. John Hunt
yes.
and to Caroline Brathwaite. Good evening yes. once again, guys, and welcome. Good to have you.
Good evening.
And of course, some of the topics we're going to be talking about, the phone is ringing, so we will get to that in a moment.
Yeah. Read at least one topics for it before we answer the call.
We're going to be talking about the school system, primary, secondary, and beyond. Can we make any argument that certain subjects are indeed more important than others?
I got that argument a lot. I'm telling ladies, Barbados. I didn't get your argument a lot. I got it more times than I really wanted to entertain, and some people were people that I know that are extremely loving and was honestly diving into it. So it's some subjects when I can't make that argument. Yeah, I will let the good doctor and sister speak to that. Let's take the call first. We have them there. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy Sluggy and my brethren Ollie.
It's like we do have a caller. Should we jump in straight away?
Yes, let's have them.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. We have you now. Sorry about that.
Yes. I want to speak to the real Sluggy Dan, because you know they've got two of them.
There's two Sluggy Dans, they know that.
Yeah, man. I see the base of the world had one, my Sluggy
Dan. I remember that, Ollie. The caller speaking was someone come on from the TV and said, I am the real Sluggy. Not no Sluggy Dan. And then you never heard about him again. But bigger if you any more Sluggies out there. And that's right. That is quite flattering. This song with Jacko?
This is Jacko from the Boom Bang Bar, man. The Boom Bang Bar.
Oh, listen, man. Thanks for calling. Like we this. I want you to answer this question before you tell us about what you have going on out there. You know, you do a lot for the youth, and you certainly love the arts. This caller, Ollie. Whoa, this is quite fitting. This caller is one of the persons that encouraged me and open up their home and their establishment to me and all of my youth. So he built like two stages, you know, you have a bar and bought equipment and so on. So children could come and sing on, come and hook up the instruments to, you know, and free of cost to me too. And my youngsters, you know, like any night they want to come and showcase the talent and have a place where the nice place, chairs, tables, two stages. And because he said that like, we were having a conversation and he was talking about the arts. Look, this is Jack Hall. We want singing party monarch. Pump it, I want it, pump it, Jack Hall. Mm-hmm. But he always have a love for all the arts. And when Jack Hall was speaking, he wasn't speaking just about singing, although he was a singer. So he's one of the persons that helped me to flip my mind. Like, he's seeing a holistic view of what the arts is. And he always saying that he don't believe in just a Friday thing or arts are just a Saturday thing, Ollie. Understand? He's always saying, like, why on Monday night we can't go and see people dance and sing? Like, that was always Jacko's mindset. So the first question you ask, like, he jumped right in, like, are some subjects more important than some? Because for somehow we see music and dance as drama, this pastime thing. Jacko, I want you to just speak quickly on why it was so important to you to give the youth some place why is something like that so important, especially you are older than I am, so most of your generations, like, you know, getting your books, math, English, but you always say that is good too. If you want to be that, but if you want to be something else, why not? That was always your philosophy. I just want to know,
in these days now,
go
right?
ahead, buddy.
English and American is not English and arithmetic is not you know, everything now. the arts coming through now that could give the people some money to put in the pocket, mm-hmm. and survival. The arts is a survival field, you see?
Survival, wow.
I'm open to anything like that anybody want to come and keep an art show, or, you know what I mean? The place is here.
Yeah, where that love come from though, and you and Jess say, well, you want, because you could easily be like everyone else was telling us, you know, like, no, make sure you get a sure job, you know, this is just a backup, make sure you got a backup plan. Like, you was always a man that like, encouraging me and my youngsters in going far with that. Like, why was that so important to you, bro?
Arts is in my blood.
Oh.
My brothers, my father, you know what I mean?
Or your family.
You know, in the family.
Oh, you forget Wayne. Forget your family to Wayne. Legendary Wayne Jackman.
Jerry Roberts, Docky Roberts. You know what I mean? All of that is art in the family, so I can't be no different. Oh. In the blood.
That's so good. Well, I got to salute you for that, and it's so encouraging, you know, especially people that look as big brothers or uncles, you know, that that can be so invested, and, you know, with no thanks in return. I really, really love and appreciate that. You're so encouraging.
Even my son now, DJ Josh, he's in the link now with art form again.
No, Josh ain't heavy, you know. Josh is ain't heavy. So when I finish here, I'm coming over by you. I'm having an open mic tonight.
Right.
An open mic for all youth. And when they finish, I let you know on air. I ain't putting you on the spot. But as soon as they finish, they come in by you.
Location.
Right.
Rogers Road, Government Hill, St. Michael. You can make it real simple. When you're coming from Sky Mall, is the right turn off the floor. Come through the gap, you can't miss us. If you're coming from Springer School, is the left turn before floor. Just come through the gap, you don't see us on the left. Can't miss us. Jacko, I hope you got the equipment set up. I hope Josh set up. It can be there. Everybody in Barbados listening right now, I give you the location. I will be there. We finishing here at 7:30. All their boat. I'll be right there. Open mic. You got drinks on sale, Jacko? You have drinks on sale?
I got drinks, food, the whole world.
Right, tidy wife to cut something. Sluggies coming, and I'm inviting the whole of Barbados live on air.
Yeah,
yes, and Jacko, I will see when I leave here. Go ahead.
Also, let them know that it's every Saturday night for the whole Calypso season, or the crop over season, right down to the 6th of August.
Action every Saturday night.
Every Saturday night.
And every young person who got a talent, even if you want dance, even if you want do acrobatics, if it could whistle good, it could come by you.
Poetry, singing poetry, whatever.
I love it. I love it, Ollie. We got a D right here on air, right here live on air. That is what VOB does. That is what Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme does. That what the arts and culture does. Every Saturday night is an open invitation, and Sluggy will be there. Jacko.
Yes, sir.
I love you, man. Appreciate you for real.
My brother.
Yes. Right. No, Ollie, ask that pressing question to our two guests. Okay. And good evening.
So once again, the question is the school system, primary, secondary, and beyond. Can we make an argument that certain subjects are indeed more important than others?
I guess that's probably hanging to focus for teachers in certain subjects, have to got certain subjects. From when hearing that question, right, for me it's like, all right, you can certainly got math teachers, certainly got English teachers, for sure. It might not have a music teacher or a dance teacher or a drama teacher, so which means math and English, by some measure, must be more important. Or is it? So I that's a bit deep. I hand over. I done.
Carl, you want to
go first?
No. Yes.
Look, the question answers itself if you ask me. From the point of view of the fact that we spoke about last week, where the caller had called in and said they need more of this arts in the schools. You don't see it because, as you kept going on and on about it, Sluggies, that is deemed unimportant. More important, my son, I keep going back to my son, you know, because you got to draw from
personal
from
experiences. People need to draw from personal experiences, so that's a great thing.
Thank you. Okay, good. Because he would say, how often am I going to use algebra, X, Y, and different things like this? Well, when am I going to use that? When am I going to use that? You know what I mean? But I tell him, you just need to know certain basic math things so that nobody can steal from you and that you know exactly how much you're spending, how much you're going to get back. So his argument is, when am I going to use that? Mm. When? And to what extent?
Nice.
And the English literature, he argues about that a lot. But, you know.
I'm
going to be careful with my words here. What I will say, though, is that, yes, certain subjects are deemed more important than dance and theater and music and visual arts is in school. So, and other things, because in my opinion, the system says that. Oh, and right. The system says, well, how far can you get with this and what can you do? And where you can get money? Who can pay you? Who can pay you to do this?
That's what
you know. However, history have shown us, I think I jumped in ahead, history have shown us that in times of war, I mean, be simple, in war, when soldiers are depressed and different things going through all of that, the one thing that they would turn to is entertainment all the time.
Facts.
So what do you mean? Why is it not important?
Or as important, one don't have to be more important than the other. We can just see these things as alternatives to life. Say maybe you got rice, you got macaroni, you got potato, you got flour.
If I could add that to what Carol was saying, I don't want to give honor to the fact that yesterday in the world we celebrated International Day of Dance.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
And I think it's important that we're having this conversation around this time.
Very.
So we are coming out of an experience of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that artists were very resilient of was continuing to express themselves using social media. So we saw a lot of dance on film, we saw a lot of music. I think even certain programs on social media, on television, were showing people in the mix of entertainment in the way Kyle was saying, that we would go to entertainment as places to let off, express ourselves, and to let off whatever the vent of frustration that we may have had. And whereas a lot of artists may not have seen the quote-unquote tangible results, it was an area that we were allowed to express ourselves. Sure. One of the things I keep thinking about, to your other point, was that let me think about subjects, like you said, who are these subjects serving and what do they do? And sometimes we need to think of subjects as ways of learning about life rather than the subjects themselves. So we focus on math and English and English language and technical drawing, or what we call hard subjects like science or languages, because we believe that they're going to help us serve who, right? So a monopoly or serve a oligarchy or serve a colonial system that we may or may not be a part of. Why can't we think of dance and music as other subjects that can teach us about life?
Facts.
Certainly we can maths through dance, we can teach languages through dance,
exactly,
we can teach subject, verb, and predicate through dance, we can teach sciences, we can teach about nurture and nature through dance. There's nothing that the arts cannot be used to do, but the arts, like any other subject, is a device to learn about life. So whether you use a mathematical lens, if you're mathematically intelligent or rhythmically inclined, or if you are attuned to movement as a way of learning, why not utilize these skills so that you can see life differently? And I think that when we miss the opportunity of teaching these other forms, music, the arts, visual arts, dance, we are not giving our children the full opportunity to develop in all of their intelligences.
Yeah.
And that's because we have been programmed to believe that there are only certain ways that we need to think and learn, and that if we think and learn those ways, we will get ahead. And that's the challenge.
No.
We haven't found a place to normalize the arts in our societies as yet. And we should, because we know that this child who's exposed to all these systems, whether it's the hard subjects, as we like to call them, or the arts and creative studies, becomes a better, well-rounded, more balanced person. And the people who are doing well are the people who are able to find that balance.
And
we haven't really
And
focus on that.
Amazingly, this is backed by science. What you are saying, doctor, is backed by science, by extensive research. I see the phones lighting up, Ollie. Yeah. We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
Well, let's welcome him in. Good evening. Welcome to Miss Carolyn Braffitt and Doctor John Hunt. You're in on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme with Ollie and your boy Sluggy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I guess along the way, I recognize the voice. I would like you all to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. And please don't misunderstand what I'm going to be saying. Now, my main music are RPB and Bob Marley.
Your main music? Your main singers?
Yeah, my main music. Those are the ones that I listen to. But
mm-hmm.
It does not mean that I'm knocking the young people. I was young too, and when we were growing up, what we liked was being knocked, and I lived to see it become popular today. What I would like is for we older people to support young people in whatever they're doing, as long as it's positive.
Mm.
If it's negative, talk to them, share your experiences with them, put them on the right track. And because someone does not necessarily agree with what you're doing, it does not make them wrong. Everybody don't like cuckoo. So because a person don't like cuckoo doesn't mean that they're not entitled to like what they like. Right? And it's funny that now you mention science. I think for this thing to really grow up, you find a lot of people, for instance, that crop over. You hear that? Waking up is vulgar. But if someone from the other race had the rhythm to do it,
mm-hmm.
it would be accepted. We have to learn to accept who and what we are.
From the other race.
We have to learn to accept where we come from, where we are heading. Ollie. We have got to realize not to be ashamed of who we are, to be proud of who we are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I am going to go deeper with this, right? Whenever I see a picture of Jesus, he is white. Now, the Bible said that God created man in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
The first creations are black people. Civilization started in Africa. So therefore, if God created man in his own image, what does that tell you? The first language was our language, but we were brainwashed to believe that we are defective. And I use that word purposely. It is time enough that we do, like Bob said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. I can't free your mind. Only you can do it. Right? And young people, I wish you well in doing whatever you're doing. And listen to it. You know, it's one of the strange things. As Bob said, one good thing about music, when it hits, say you feel no pain.
None.
Even if you don't like a type of music, when that music is playing, you find yourself tapping your foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
True.
You find yourself doing something in relation to that music.
Yeah, agree.
Right? So, youngsters, and as I'm going to say this again, we older people have to set that example and give these young people encouragement.
Yes.
Because if they keep on labeling them as being negative, they may feel that they're negative when they're not.
Identity.
Thank you very much. I want to hug the program. There's Mr. P.
All right. I got the voice, buddy. You must like you pick up the voice. Thanks a lot for the call, Mr. P. I really, really appreciate the call. And I appreciate your support, man, because, like, you know for sure more than anyone else, like, youth is all they care about. And I say that, and don't ever make apologies. We already saw the world turning and how they have our minds captive. So the youth is all they really care about. And he touched on something, and I didn't want to rush the topics. They can let Ollie introduce the next topic of discussion. But he touched on something, Doctor and Caroline. I mean, he spoke about when you see Jesus, Jesus is white, right? Like, you know, like these things when it comes to identity and culture, Ollie, we don't like touching these topics. But that is something that I used to always study from small as well. Like why? Because I remember coming across Revelations chapter 1 verse 15 when it was small, right? And like whoever they could Google it, because I didn't know it verbatim anymore, but I know it would never left my mind, because that verse in the Bible was speaking to about Jesus' skin, like burnished brass or polished bronze, or it made that distinct definition, you know me, or description of how he looked with the color. That in the Bible, you know, Ollie, that is in our Bible. Anyone, you can look at your Bible. Revelations 1:15. If I off the number little, but it, around there, Revelations 1:15, when they mention the color of his feet or something. But it was so golden and so brown and so black like us. They say it was like burnt brass, all the or polished brass. I used to always say, so how comes that the color they give? But the Jesus we see is always white. So that used to be always a serious identity thing for me. So the fact that person mentioned about the white Jesus, that is weird to me, you know what I mean? Because it's something that is really plagued my mind. Like, really, really plagued my mind. So that is so creepy. These two calls today really got me. I appreciate both calls for real. Over to you, Ollie. Revelations 1:15, door Barbados. Okay. 434-1790, thanks for the calls. Keep them coming. Go ahead.
I was going to say, to your point, though, I think that one of the things that dance manages to do, I mean, music does it as well, is to try and find a way for the intersection of these ideas to mesh, right? So, like, in dance, for instance, we come upon formal training that encourages us to think about things in a more or less what we call classical format. We go for terms of ballet, which began in the French house in the 17th century, and we use these French terms to describe codes of movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whilst we might be learning those codes of movement, when we come to expressing ourselves, although we use it as a template, we still try as much as we can to express ourselves in the ways that we identify. So we will create ballet, or we use these forms to train. But when we get on the floor, we're not going to move like a European dancer. We're not going to move in those ways. We try ways to find our identity in those things. So there's not necessarily a happy merging, but there's an attempt to bring these together. Of course, we are now at the stage, myself, I think, and Carol are part of a generation of people who want to not do away with the classical, but we want them to normalize the Caribbean, our hips and our back and our waist and our knees and our feet. When we express our identity,
normalize.
Why can't
it.
That be as authentic and as forceful and as real as anything else? Why is it that acts of worship we cannot participate? Because from an African perspective, as you were implying through the other conversation, we would have expressed ourselves through dance and music and singing and all and acting and all these things. But somehow we have fallen into another way of thinking that disabuses ourselves, that takes those things out of our purview. And we see ourselves, and then, like you said, we see our young people fighting to reclaim it.
Yes.
And we probably to get out of
the
way.
Yeah, the fight. Yeah, definitely the fight. Go ahead, Carolina.
Well, to add to that, I agree with John.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it a little bit more simple. And John, you would know that I had my struggle with when I came to University of West Indies and wanting to explore more folk dancing rather than the classical.
Mm.
And because of how things were set up, we had to go the other route, which did not please me at all, because my full intention, I think at some point in time in my life, I recognized that there was a more need for me to identify with the things that my body can do easily rather than having to work so hard to attempt doing European style dances. With dance, you should be versed in everything, but I want and still want more to identify with what comes naturally.
You need to be versed, right, Sister Ann, and this to both, both you and John. They need to be versed before you let Ollie approach and stop it, but they need to be versed. Is that something that only attributes to us? because of the disadvantage we find ourselves in, because the disadvantage system puts us in. Like, you think that the classical dancers or the ballet dancers, they're saying, well, they need to reverse in our Caribbean and African styles? Or you think a great ballet dancer is just be a great ballet dancer and don't need to be versatile?
I think that actually Caribbean dancers or dancers from outside of the Western system have an advantage because they are exposed to all of, and then they can move easily in and out. What we find is that a lot of people, especially when you go in Western society, accommodate. So you might find a version of what we do, but it's very much straight back, amplified, subdued, so that everybody looks like if they can do it.
Like reggaeton and soca.
It doesn't have the authenticity or naturalness that we that are coming
from. Is correct. That is so correct, Sean.
And we have it because we are the product of all of those cultures
that were thrown together. But from what the last caller spoke about walking up being seen as vulgar, John, I think it was you that would have introduced me to a dance style. I don't remember the name right now that came out of Africa, which we, our slaves here, would have held on to, which is movement of the waistline, which is seen as walking up and is even more vulgar than what we do here. However, it is a traditional dance. It is a traditional dance for culture that is over there. And as John said, we've come really far. I mean, like, as it goes further and further to the West, we lose the authenticity of it. So
that is so true.
It continues. Mm-hmm.
That's true for even for music. Be like, you know what I mean? Like, there's got genres that would be created because they're trying to mimic soca,
okay,
or calypso, or reggae. And that's why you got things like reggaeton. You know what I mean? It's similar but different.
The emergence of new styles, I think, is important too.
Of course,
but it is.
The word versatility to downplay the elements or criteria of what exists before. If anything, the versatility should enhance what is already there and make it stronger. Really? So we want to be a trained dancer, but we don't want to be so trained that you cannot do the thing that you can do naturally, unless that's your choice. We want to be a trained dancer so you can slip in from one genre or one form to the other without missing a beat. That's the kind of versatility. And that is very important. We find that important not only for us in the Caribbean, but also for people who dance on Broadway who are being called to change their thing. That the element of versatility is what people are looking for.
Nice.
Pigeon, rhythm and rhyme. Man, VOB 92.9, nature's number one for a reason. The good doctor, John Hunt, and Carolyn Braffitt.
We're just putting a plug.
Of course.
We're just putting a plug for the dance schools and academies and the schools and the programs, even though UB does have, and BCC does have that tension around what is modern and ballet, what is Caribbean. We're still seeing the character or profile of dancers coming out of these programs who are well trained and well able to adapt to many different styles. So, I can't think of one that stands out more than the other. I think we have a cadre of very good programs
here. And that's the wonderful thing. You know, actually, when it comes to the arts, and the reason why we push for the arts so much and for me, I take it personal for your primary school more so than secondary school. I want it for all schools, but for me, I want to see music, dance, and drama in every single primary school. That's my fight.
In primary school.
Yeah, not only as Sluggy, but as former Officer Watson and trained musician from BCCA, speaking with all those hats. And it also speaking from the street in which I come from. I want to see dance, drama, and music in every single primary school. Go ahead, sister.
It's hard to get into the primary schools because I think not hard. What I'm saying is that I think
the teachers focus
really hard on the students passing the
11 plus. How would we need to done with that?
And
exactly, you need to done with that 11 plus.
So hard on that And like you said, I can only talk from my experiences.
Yes.
Going into certain primary schools, I would, and I'm going to be literal here, I would have teachers look at me like, what has she come here for now to waste the hour of my time that I could be using, you know, taking the syllabus to teach these children to make sure that I'm sticking to the plan that they pass the 11 plus. So I really get a side, I get a lot of side eyes and different things like that. Like you say, it's not important, one thing. They don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to slot that in for that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, people are not happy to have that, especially in primary schools. With nurseries and secondary schools, fine. But not in primary. I find that it's a little bit more.
And I think that disconnect is important to what we receive when they do come to the tertiary level institution, where
tremendous
talent, but they have never been given the opportunity to hone that talent or to even know that they have a talent. We get them in a quote unquote a raw state,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to then throw in all this knowledge, which could be quite overwhelming and intense for somebody.
Yes.
That's an interesting observation, boy. Yeah, that's a very, very interesting observation.
To have a continuity between the nursery and infant school through primary and secondary school, so that everybody has quote unquote this well-rounded education that everybody claims
they need that
the system offer. And if, like the lady was saying last week, those people who can be fast tracked, who have the talent, the schools that can send people in an advanced level, so the distinction is there, but it's also open for everyone. I think that would augur well for the advancement of the arts and the creative industries in the way that the government says that they want to set it. But if they don't put the groundwork in place, then they can't expect to get a strong result, because you can only get out what you put in. And I would argue that you haven't put it in as yet. So what you're looking for is several dark horses, several lone rangers. I mean, Rihanna is right now the exception, you know, because not everybody has that storyline.
Correct.
But you know that every Barbadian has talent. If you go to but we haven't put the systems in place to really develop that talent, even as an amateur, even as a semi-professional, and certainly not as a professional. Because by the time they get to secondary school, they already have all these habits that we have to now literally unmake.
When they get to tertiary.
Yeah, and then we try to bring them back, you know? Of course, they're going to feel a little bit off because nobody gave them the attention that gave them
the foundation.
Yeah, people that may have some emotional issues, or people who just have lacked the confidence, or people who have been diffused already, or people who have already injured themselves because they were trying to teach themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really encouraged dance specialists in the system, because the system itself, although it is set up for dance specialists, the resources from the education department has not been properly placed in there to give specialists like Carol and myself and other people the space or the time or even the resources to teach. So we're really shooting ourselves on our foot and then expecting people to walk on our legs, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And for sure that got changed, man. And the foundation is important that way in making that call and standing on that. All you want dance, drama, and music in all the primary schools, you know. I could speak for the music side, you know, because that is my area of expertise, and that is where we always seek to bring professionals, and not just professional people that are passionate but also qualified. Because yes, I just preach and education is the thing. Just I don't want people to get my stories. My story misunderstood when they keep saying education. I just mean certain things. You know what I mean? I love studying. Go ahead, buddy.
The reason for the dance in the schools is not for them to perform at
the independence and Christmas concerts.
Right.
And then they go back to it is for their own holistic artistic.
Yeah, the theory behind it is so important. I mean, I grew up, you would have, mm-hmm. I would have grown up in dance at the Country Theatre Workshop, dancing right through, learning all the different types. Well, mostly folk dancing and modern and contemporary and stuff. But it is only when I got to tertiary level that the theory was thrown at me. So like John is saying there, it is holistic. Once you get, I mean, I don't know how much you would teach the, I mean, definitely there's certain things you can teach from nursery through to the primary and secondary. So that when you get to tertiary level, you know the names, you're accustomed to the names of other Caribbean dancers that would have made it really big elsewhere or would have left a trademark behind them. They're different dance styles that I had no idea about, because we don't know of these people until you get to a certain age. And you, for me, I think is key to give children the opportunity to choose what they would like to do from an early age and not wait until they get to a certain age where you're telling them that they should do this.
Yes, okay, we
they
have
should
a
do this and they should do that.
Yeah, sorry, we have a That's we have okay. a caller. Thank you. And Ollie, just before we invite the caller to read out what else you have and that you will love the good doctor and my sister to answer, because these topics sounding a bit deep. And in Barbados, I love you. I take the topics from Barbados, I just copy and paste them and send it directly to everybody. And we try to touch all. You know, we try to be as open as possible, because the people is who seeking solutions, and we seeking to give them. So all you can really talk before you take the call, please.
We got a few points here. So I'll give you two.
No problem.
Was our identity stolen, and can we reclaim it from a mental standpoint as well? And another one, history of dance and theater in Barbados. Why do we love them so much, but still don't see them on the same level as other careers? As we say good evening to the caller once again. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, Leggy, it's me again. There was a bit of advice that I wanted to give to the young people.
Yes, please.
A lot of people, when people are negatively criticizing them, it tend to weaken them.
Mm-hmm.
The only body who can let that happen is you. Do let me on the calling program. Let people criticize me, it strengthens me. It gives me more drive. Right? You're not proving anything to them. You are building yourself. Let those criticisms be a tonic. All right? The only body who have your destiny in their hand is you and the Almighty, nobody else. So do not allow people to do it. And I, again, want to commend you on what you're doing and include those very little children.
Yes.
We underestimate. I have a granddaughter 2 years old that goes through my cell phone and tell me, granddad, this is how you should do it. Things that I never knew. All these children want is good, positive guidance.
Yes.
The Almighty put you there to do it. And you can't do it alone, and I would like everybody to join forces with you.
Man, I appreciate you, my brother. I love that. And thank you very much.
I'm going to leave my number with the producer.
Yes, do that.
Anytime at all you want to talk to me, don't care what time it is. Because I even go to sleep with a book
yes.
and a pen at my pillow.
Yes.
If there's anything hit me, I just get up and just jot it down.
Okay, give him. No problem, Ollie. You could take the number off here. Mr. Peter will call you for sure, because you know he love that. I love that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Barbados. 434-1790. WhatsApp 168. Just Dr. Hunt and the lady, Miss Caroline Braffitt. Thank you. They're saying thank you very much. Really enjoying the show and the knowledge and your perspective on how you see the arts. I think it's good. WhatsApp 168. Thanks for that. I got a WhatsApp here. 839. Well, they were asking about identity too. That's good. And let our two special guests speak to that. Someone was messaging me asking about identity too as well, Ollie, and if it have any role at all to play with why to how we see art on a whole. That's an interesting question. I can't answer that, but I'll let you take that up with my two lovely guests.
Sure. Well, I'd just like to make one point.
I can't handle that bouncer.
One point I want to make, Snuggy, is
that... Yes, please.
We're actually... Excuse me. I'm sorry. We're actually talking English.
Mm.
So you must remember, it's what I like to talk to people about. As I said, a lot of our views and a lot of our thoughts are European.
Mm. At the core.
At the core.
So that means the question is, so how do we then find back our identity then? But I'm not asking you, sorry, we could go, but go to our guests. I don't want to get too deep.
Well, I mean, the short answer to this, the history of dance and theater in Barbados is that we have come about it through a colonizing lens, right? That's what we have come to address and privilege as proper dance and proper theater. Things that happen on a stage in front of a captured audience. Ladies are on, you know, so it's very clear that we have been programmed to think about dance and theater in a particular way. And when you look at the history of dance and theater, it's just continuous struggle between privileging Eurocentric values and Western values over what may have existed here in terms of the Afrocentric heritage of the enslaved people who were brought here originally, and then who tried to stay here in a system that did not give them the opportunity to express their identity. So there's this constant level of suppression and negotiation and immersion and covering that we have endured. And now we are feeling and seeing that after many years since emancipation, that there is this emergence. First we call it modern, then we call it Caribbean folk.
Yeah.
Then sometimes it emerges in gospel.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have nationalship. Sometimes you have these different forms that come up in reggae. Sometimes you have the different immersions and these different terms. But what we're seeing is that the forms are becoming, if you do the analysis, reflecting our African heritage. Mm. So we need to unpack, uncover, destabilize the notion of the mental slavery that locked off our connection to all parts of our history, whether it's indigenous, whether it's African, whether it's Chinese, whether it's Asian, and bring it in line with all the other things. Right now, we have a heavy dose of Eurocentrism. We have a heavy dose of Western colonized thing. Like Ollie is saying, we speak in English. And for a lot of reasons, that is channeled colonizing or even our streams of thought. But if we can begin to open up and to shift and to give way and to give privilege and to unpack and to take off those layers and to allow us to express ourselves in the places of worship, in the street, in the clubs, as acts of worship, of acts of being who we are, and not to look down on it or to cry down on it or to judge it, we might begin, because we hold up what the intention of what we're doing is, which is to celebrate our identity.
Yes.
To shift. But that shift is not going to happen if we keep reciting or rehearsing those paradigms which we think are important, especially when big ups come or when we have occasions of opportunity or a gala that all of a sudden we have to have somebody throwing a leg or doing a turn. Or not that I love those things because I love contemporary dance.
Yes.
But I also think there's a place for the waist and fast. the pooch back and the leg, because if you think of these things symbolically from an African perspective and what they mean, you put it in context, then it is not the absurd or vulgar or erotic thing that the colonizer have taught us to believe about ourselves because they wanted to feel superior to our ancestors. So we have to break that down in order for our history of dance and theater to shift and to realize ourselves.
Yes, and I love when you say that. And ladies and gentlemen, we got thanks a lot to Dr. John Hunt again. Must continue to say this, and Carolyn Braffitt, and it's good. The good doctor just said that how they made us, programmed us to think that is vulgar movement, and so in essence, in our core, even in our subconscious, that whole deep it is, we believe that's saying vulgar. When sometimes it might just be a walk up, You know, like that idea. But all of you want to play, you can come to Caroline. No, you just want to play one.
I added into that. John said everything proper right there.
Well, cool. You want to add, then we come to Miss Braffin, her thoughts on identity as well, and if it was indeed stolen, and how can we get it back, and all these deep questions Oliver have for them. NTI www.nti.org.bb.
Effective communication is what some people call a soft skill, but it can be hard to develop on your own. The National Transformation Initiative and Coursera are here to help. With the course called Speaking to Inform, where you learn the art and skill of discussing complex ideas with clear explanations and, if necessary, with the help of slides. Log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and search for the course called Speaking to Inform. Or check out one of the other fantastic, free, fully accredited online courses available. You know why. Because you're never too good to get better.
Back with you with Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners. We're getting a bit deep this evening. You know, we're touching all aspects of a culture, identity, you know what I mean, and education. I loving discussions, especially when the good doctor said that, you know, like, that programming was by them to think that these acts are vulgar. Henceforth, when we see these acts, we consider them vulgar acts. And sometimes we put those thoughts into children. Because sometimes the child might just be walking up, and then we turn it to something sexual. I think children aren't even at that stage yet, and even studying nothing like that yet. Then there's children, then see the landships. Then see landships getting on bad. They just want to get on by landships. When I was in primary school, and even probably about second form, bro. When I used to love walking up, used to even win enough walk-up competitions and things up on Browns Beach on a Sunday. So I had a fet. They used to got fets from Browns Beach every Sunday, you know, and a whole host of people. Where Copacabana was. Yeah, on Sunday evenings, where Copacabana was, especially during the crop over season. And I used to go in there and just shell it down and win real walk competitions. And they used to be studying no sex. And I'm telling you, it was nice because you can't find three children as hard as it was. And at that time, it wasn't when they hear like music and hear a little really thong behind the truck or lyric conga line songs, Caroline, and we going down the road. You really feel like studying you, Caroline, walking up. You won't have sex with Caroline. Nah. It's studying you, walk up on she. You know, she a good friend wrong with she, and walk up on somebody else.
Because you know what's lucky? Because you're saying it clearly, it is a natural thing for your body to
you
do.
Just feel it walking up. don't think about sex all the time.
I started my first dance class back with my dance company, and I played some music, got some new dancers there. And I'm like, just express yourself. And that is what came naturally. I don't have to teach nobody how to walk up. Mm-hmm. That's a natural thing in the body from a child, any age. Until like we here in the Western side, that's the music that's ingrained in us, and our body just use it. Our body just dance to that. So for me, I always tell my students, I'm glad that you can walk up. However, I'm just going to show you a classier style to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to get all brawling or whatever, but to make sure. But there's something that you said, John, if we are allowed. And this is the next thing. Like, if we are allowed to behave or allowed to naturally do what our bodies do or allowed to do what our bodies identify with, you know, it should be a normal and easy thing to do rather than being saying, okay, yeah, I know you guys could do that, but we want something more extraordinary. And for when you hear that, more extraordinary tends to go to the European style. So
because we've internalized the oppression, right?
And
then we police ourselves because we don't want anybody to think what what we are thinking about ourselves.
My God.
That is.
So we've taken out the original context. We don't can't even remember what the original context is. And it's right there. Mm-hmm. And then we have added on this other context, which tells us that anything African or anything to do with the body is unnatural. And then we
You're so right. So when my students, when I'm giving them a dance to do, which is mostly always Afro-Caribbean styles, when I ask them, you know, because I'm not just going to choreograph everything. I want my students to teach me what they have learned throughout my class or to give me what comes naturally from their body. So part of the choreography is theirs when they're ready to present. And naturally, like you said, walking up. But when it is screened by the teachers, I don't think the principal is going to like that. I don't think that we should do that for the rest of the school because the other children just see it as, you know, you're going to set off the other students when they come to watch it or the parents. Mm-hmm. And so what John just said, they hit real hard because we are not allowed to do what we naturally can do.
Yeah, really.
So yes, the identity is going.
So we're gonna shout out people like Baba Diallo.
Yes.
But he would tell us the context under which the dance is performed. Mm. I think that would be more than shift. If we were to think of what cannot just as an expression of quote unquote what listeners or simulating sex, and think of it as part of a fertility ritual where you are symbolically asking the gods to make your fertile crop using the symbology of moving your ways in a vigorous way to indicate your expression of how you want a fertile crop next year, then the meaning of what you're doing, whether it's vigorous or not, changes. Right?
It changes, yeah. So this ties into it ties into music as well, Sluggy. So you
for
know,
sure that we tell you be drama, dance, and music.
You can't express yourself like what John is saying. You got pulled back from using certain words or being as direct as you would like to
because
be.
Because the rhythms that you were writing on are ancient rhythms. The melodies that we're writing on are ancient melodies. But the lyrics that we're using now, what are they about? And people get distracted by the lyrics.
Yes.
That's the music is sweet.
The music is hitting you and you're back. You can't even stop yourself from moving. But when you hear the lyrics, you are having this dissonance, right?
Yes.
Am I really wanting to privilege these thoughts in my head as I'm moving? I don't think so. But you hear the same rhythms in spiritual spaces and ritual spaces. You hear them in social forms.
Yes.
But now they're contemporary. So I think the question for this generation or the question for this time is how can we bring back that context to what we produce that is useful and meaningful and that makes sense to our celebration of our identity. Not that I have a problem with the music. I love the music. I love the rhythm and some of the lyrics are very witty. I agree. But we can also do the other thing.
No, like, and that is very interesting, and like Caroline said, it all ties in exactly music, dance, and drama. It all ties in that because they are all forms of expression. You know, all these. Go ahead, bro.
I was saying they're devices by which we learn about life.
Yes,
we learn about life through dance. We learn about life through music. We learn about life.
It is through
true. True.
It is.
That's
true.
How we express ourselves. Whether we want to or not, admit it or not, that's what we do. We just haven't given it the privilege of the other subject areas that we are told are quote unquote more important.
That is what it is. We haven't given them the privilege, and that is a fact. You know, that is the plain truth. And like when you say that, we internalize our oppression, and then we police ourselves. Barbados, let me tell you that again. We internalize our oppression. And then we police ourselves. Now, that is incredibly hard to conquer. But knowing that, Ollie, is extremely important. You know what I mean? Especially if you want to develop as a nation. I am not even just talking about art itself. I'm talking about as a nation because what Caroline and Dr. John day to me this evening. It opened up my mind truthfully to the way we think, because the things that we don't see as too colonial, we still have a colonial mindset about them. Imagine this is dance where I could just walk up. This is music where I could sing just slackness. This is acting where I could act a fool. You know what I mean? But still, in doing that, I still have a colonial mindset about them. You understand? That is deep. We internalize our oppression, yeah. Then we police ourselves. I like that. Mm-hmm. I love that. For real. And just show me that we really need all. We really need to have these discussions, even upon the broader sense. Because as I hear sitting down, Caroline and Dr. John, right?
Yeah.
I'm even thinking about clothing, B. Like, and being so real. And I'm not a fashion expert or anything. But I just thinking that me coming up all my life preferring to wear Jordans than preferring to wear shoes that Dr. John might match with my district and wanting a leather shoes thing. With some women like, you who? My father can buy them for who? We want a pair of Jordans? We want a pair of Nikes? I ain't wanting shoes that one John is getting met down there. You know what I mean? I'm selling met. He children wear.
We haven't even touched on things like food.
That would mean like, you know what I mean? Like French fries is the most, French fries and fried chicken is the most popular thing. So this is the way we think.
Everything you are mentioning, yeah, we have been colonized by the English and different things, but everything you mentioning is Americanized, is all Americanized.
Yeah.
My fear right now is that the children that are growing up, that are coming up, they're so in touch with the technology that's in front of them that they go on YouTube to find all of the styles of dance that they want to do. But when they do find the dances that they like, because they identify with certain music, it's all Americanized. And when I put
which
on
when you
music
dive today, deep enough, it's still European. You know what I mean? Everyone go there so deep, but you are so right, sister.
If you're going to ask the question about losing identity, yeah, because we do. And I can get real nasty right now, John, because
go ahead.
We have done so much work in Barbados that have been recorded by the media. And when we try to get just a snippet of what we have done, it never happened.
No,
I'm sorry if nobody.
We get a complaint a lot.
Like, they shut right down.
So VOB knows what you're speaking about. We get that complaint here a lot. It's not obviously the complaint is not for us. The complaint is not for us, but people will call us because the event is saying, you know, like, man, I do this plays, and I can't get them. You know what I mean? Don't worry. I'm sure soon for now we got platforms for video and everything.
It's crazy. I went on YouTube looking for skirt dances in Barbados, and one or two things popped up.
It is 21 minutes before 8.
Well, boom. You said the final thoughts. words from both Caroline. No, you don't have to be sorry. We totally enjoy it and we love it. No sorries. We absolutely enjoyed and love you all. Dr. John and Caroline, give your final thoughts on identity, culture, and education in Barbados. Your final thought before we wrap up. VOB 92.9 FM.
Real quick, I'm going to just go in and say it definitely needs to be in the school from nursery, primary, through secondary, and into tertiary level. It needs to be continuous from there. And so that the children can identify with who they are right now and understand their history as well. I think we knocked that out of the ballpark by just going straight into the European lifestyle from everything that they're learning in school that has nothing to do at all with the arts. Facts. So love it.
Dr. John?
Well, I think there's a place for everything, especially because we're Caribbean. We're a mixture of various cultures, various cultures coming in. But if we don't privilege all of it, every bit of it, then we're going to continue to rehearse that part of it that keeps us separated from who we really are. So we need to normalize our Afrocentric activities. We need to look at things like landship, and working up as authentic as any other thing, and bring context to it, bring the intention to it,
bring context
so that it can live outside of the colonizing norms that make it demonized, that make it exotic, that makes it marginalized,
yes,
that makes it vulgar.
Well, yes, that's wonderful. So many messages and calls, Ollie and Barbados. Thank you for loving and enjoying the social much. I'm heading up to Jacko's place. Don't remember, again, quickly, if you're coming from Sky Mall, right turn after Floor. If you're coming from Springer School, the left turn before Floor, I'll be there. I'm going there right now. I'm Dr. John Hunt and Karen Braffy. Thank you all so much. I'm getting so many messages. And people, that's not even a percentage of their knowledge and information and skill set, and there's some wonderful on here. I'm sure people will reach out. There'll be some way that we can get much more of this, upon much more platforms, because these conversations and solutions are indeed needed. And I must thank, before I go, Ollie, I must thank VOB, and I must thank the NTI for allowing us to have these conversations and providing us the opportunities to have these conversations for Barbados. So NTI.org.bb. Thank you very, very much, Ollie. It's been great. Barbados, this is your boy Sluggy Dan, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, every Saturday at 6:30. We're the nation's number one, and I'm out.
They say that talk is cheap, but that's only if you don't know when, where, and how to do it to make it pay off. With the course called Negotiation Fundamentals from the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera, you will learn to turn your talk into a marketable skill to create productive, fair, long-term partnerships. Whether you're finding solutions to people management issues, sealing a deal, entering into high-level strategic negotiations, or trying to get your child to eat the vegetables, log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and check out this or any of the other fantastic, free, fully accredited online courses available, because you're never too good to get better.